Before you stands the structure we now call the Centennial Building. Running the entire length of the 1,000-foot-long esplanade, this building appears to be a remnant of the 1936 Texas Centennial Exposition. With its three large porticos, colorful murals, and massive statues, it certainly exemplifies the Texanic style created by George Dull for the event. In fact, a large part of this building was constructed in 1905, and workers added the Art Deco facade you see in 1936. It is only from the rear or side that we can see evidence of the original structure in the form of three peaked roofs. Inside, the ironwork supporting those roofs clearly indicates a style earlier than 1936. Nevertheless, because of the facade, historians consider this Centennial Building one of the 30 historic structures at Fair Park remaining from the 1936 Texas Centennial Exposition. Throughout the decades, the building has served as one of the primary exhibition halls in the park. In its early years, it showcased new consumer goods and farming equipment. During the 1936 Centennial Exposition, the main portion of the building was dubbed the Transportation Building, and a new extension wing on the east was called the Chrysler Building. The inside walls of the Chrysler wing were covered with a mirrored glass, samples of which visitors purchased as souvenirs. One of the most important moments in the Centennial Building's history came in 1992, when it hosted a glittering exhibit of the personal effects of Catherine the Great of Russia. Today, the building serves primarily as the secondary exhibit hall for the new car show that arrives each autumn during the State Fair of Texas. However, area Muslims also use the building each year as a place of prayer during Ramadan, and other special events and exhibits take place here on an intermittent basis. The 1930s-era facade is resplendent with murals and painted by the artist Carlos Ciampaglia, statues designed by the renowned artist Lawrence Tenney Stevens, and bas-relief sculptures by the artist Pierre Bordel add to the building's aesthetic appeal. You can learn more about each artwork at additional stops we've created along the front of the building. For WFAA Channel 8, I'm John McKay, Fair Park.